Coming up next is the Del Harris Show. We're talking high school hoops in the greater Richmond area. Facts, interviews, analysis, and so much more with the coach. Don't touch that dial. The Del Harris Show is coming up next here on WHAP 1340.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Del Harris Show here on Fox Sports, WHAP 1340. I am your host, Coach Del Harris. Thank you for tuning in. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. All that good stuff. Blessed time to be here in the holiday season with friends and family. We hope yours is going well. We're excited to be back with you. We missed last week due to the Carolina Panthers and the Washington Redskins, our two local football teams. So we're not strong enough yet to bump the NFL coverage, but they had the Monday night slot, so we had to take a pass. But glad to be back with you. Big D-Wade, your co-host D-Wade and the Big Dog, on vacation this week. First show, the guys are on vacation. Christmas holiday, but no, they'll be back joining us next week. So I'm going to be here one-on-one in the studio giving you the show, and we got two outstanding great interviews coming up. So I'm not going to take much of your time because I definitely want to dive into some in-depth great interviews with Varina head high school coach Andrew Lacey. He was with us last year. They were at 19-6 ball club. They're off to another outstanding start again this year, coming off recently playing in the Richmond Times-Dispatch final. So he will be on the show. And you also will hear Coach Brandon Jones, the head coach of Millwood School, doing an outstanding job. They're off to a 7-3 start. Every year seems like they have 2 to 3 Division I players. This year is no different. He's doing an outstanding job. So we'll have two great interviews with them coming up as well. Always want to give a shout-out to our sponsor, Ortho Virginia. They do an outstanding job in the community, helping with sports prevention, injuries, all that, Ortho on call. And I want to give a shout-out to my mentoring program, the Del Harris Basketball Academy, which I run and happy to do so, and we do a lot in the community, but really young people. We just focus on young people and trying to make people better every day. That is our ministry and our mission. But I want to give a shout-out. I told those young boys and girls I would at Falling Creek Middle School. They do a great job. We meet with them once a week. They're working hard, working on their grades, working on high character and all those important things, being a well-rounded individual. So I wanted to give them a shout-out. Happy holidays. Enjoy your break. And to see you soon when school starts back. But a quick recap, just a couple of things early on in the season. We missed a little bit of time, but some things that have really caught my eye. Mills Godwin playing very good basketball. They had a very big double-digit win over Hermitage. Hermitage, a top-10 team, big-time win for Godwin. Hermitage won the Glenn Allen tournament. Hermitage won the Glenn Allen tournament for the second year in a row. Congratulations to Coach Robbie Rice. Does an outstanding job with the Hermitage Panthers. They're well-balanced. They'll be a team to watch. John Marshall, a come-from-behind 12-point halftime deficit. Come back, Greg Jones, the JMU commit, hits a big-time three to win that for the Justices. Coach Watson Armstrong has a team to watch. Also, Stewart, the Stewart School, led by Marvin Cannon. They had a very big win over St. Chris the other night at St. Chris. Not an easy place to win. Big win for the Stewart for Stewart School. Also, Trinity, one of the best teams in the area right now, folks. They're 10-0. 10-0, they're at the top of the Richmond Times-Dispatch poll with L.C. Bird, who's undefeated as well at 3-0. But Trinity won the Richmond Times-Dispatch. They've got Baycott. They've got Jason Wade. I mean, you name it, folks. They got it all. They got Jacobs going to JMU. They are very, very talented, well-coached, and off to a 10-0 start. We talked about Varina. We're getting ready to go right into them next, but they have big wins already over John Marshall, St. Chris, and Henrico. Some people are lucky to do that in one season. Very impressed with the start for the Blue Devils. Very impressed with Millwood. Foreshadowing my guests coming up, we'll talk deeper about them, but they are off to a great start as well. Some slow starts. Benedictine, a slow start. I do expect Coach Churchwell and the boys to get back on track. They're just too talented. And as humbly as possible, the Collegiate Cougars off to a 6-1 start. Again, championships aren't won here in December or January, but a couple things. That's caught my eye early here in the young high school season on the boys' side. Again, I could spend the whole show talking about that, but I really want to dive into this interview, big-time interview with Coach Lacey coming up and Coach Jones, Coach Lacey of Verina, and then Coach Brandon Jones of Millwood. But before I get into that, I want to leave you with kind of a 30-45 minute coach's talk. And my coach's talk, I want to talk about the young man, Grayson Allen. Grayson Allen, not high school basketball, but we always can keep learning. And my quick 30-second take, never respond to emotion with emotion. Something I learned from my mentor. I think it's a life trait. It's a character trait. And, again, something I learned from my mentor. On the court, we do what's best for the team. Off the court, we do what's best for the individual. By no means am I Coach K. I do not know the young man. I'm an outside observer looking in just like the rest of us. But, you know, third time an incident of tripping a young man. For the people who don't know, the Duke All-Star, All-American tripped a player the other night against Elon and was suspended. But we hope he gets some help. We hope he can control his emotions, do what's best for him. I know they'll fix that. It is kind of been a repeated pattern. But, again, I hope it's something for our young people to learn from. Every situation and we go into, we always can learn. And he's there setting an example where we can learn, whether it's good or bad. Control your emotions, young people, especially on the court. That stuff can lead to off the court. So we do, whether you're a Duke fan or not, don't be a Duke hater. Hey, be a compassionate person. Let's hope he gets the right help he can get off the court, controlling his emotions and his anger so he can get back out there and help his team to the best of their ability. So that's my 30-second coach's talk on Grayson Allen. I hope that was helpful. When we come back, we will have the head boys varsity basketball coach, Coach Andrew Lacey, in an outstanding interview with him. So don't touch that dial, folks. We'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back on the Del Harris Show.
Hungry? Try Monroe Grill, 4310 Puddle Dock Road in Prince George. Dine in, carry out, and delivery, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, delicious barbecue chicken quesadillas, pulled pork, barbecue beef briskets, and pulled chicken. Monroe Grill opens 7 to 7, Monday through Saturday. Bahamian-style delicious creamy crab soup and mac and cheese. Daily specials at Monroe Grill. Call 722-3654.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Del Harris Show here on Fox Sports, WHAP 1340. Again, we are excited. Was able to have this gentleman on the show last year. We do have the head coach of Verina Blue Devils basketball, Coach Andrew Lacey, joining us. Coach Lacey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be back.
I appreciate you taking the time, Coach, out of your busy schedule. But you guys definitely, again, as you were last year, one of the top teams in the area, off to a great 5-3 start, have pretty much played every heavy hitter in the area. So that's another reason I wanted to have you on the show. Not only are you guys very good, but you've seen pretty much everybody. But tell us, Coach, off to the early 5-3 start. We'll talk about the Time Dispatch tournament final later. But, you know, so far, getting off to the 5-3 start, some of the teams you played against and what you've seen early in the year from your guys.
I like where we're at. I think we're starting to understand the process and what it takes to be an elite team. We started with our December being very, very grueling. We've played three of the top 5A schools in the state, Hampton and LC Bird. We kind of played in the same week as playing a back-to-back night versus Franco one night on a Friday night, and then we turn around and we travel to 757 to play Hampton. And our kids kind of experienced what it takes by those teams to play top-level guards, Division One guards, to also play teams that are competing for a state title, maybe have won a state title. So where we're trying to go, our kids have seen it. I think we've risen to the occasion. We finished 3-3 in that stretch of playing six undefeated teams in a two-week period. So we're right where we want to be. We got some things that we know we need to work on. each day to get us where we want to be come February or March, but we're headed in the right direction.
Sure, now that's well said. I mean, but between LC Bird, Hampton, and Trinity, your three losses on the year, and correct me if I'm wrong, those teams have a record of 20-0.
Correct. And that's very, very impressive.
Yeah, you're not ducking anybody, Coach. You're not gonna get that award. You're playing everybody now. So obviously all those teams are very talented. Was it we're kind of kicking off the year and haven't had a chance to cover everybody. Was it one team of those three in general that really, like, wow, you know, these guys are good. I scouted these guys. I kind of thought I knew what to expect. But once that game got rolling, you were like, man, these guys are really talented.
I think each one, I would say that each one took a different amount of preparation. Their guard play, I think they all had great guard play. When you look at LC Bird and you look at Hampton, they probably have their backcourts probably, 6-7 Division I offers. But I think inside with both of those teams, inside, we felt we had an advantage. So we kind of played even there. Hence, if you look at the score, it was a 6-point game and an 8-point game late. So if I had to give an award about the toughest team that we've seen thus far, it had to be Trinity. I think they had the guard play. They took care of the ball. They made outside shots. But also they had two post players inside that were about as good as anybody in the state. And that alone caused us fits. Because I think we're pretty big, and I think I have some pretty good guys inside. But they were bigger, better. And, I mean, they played a phenomenal game from start to finish.
And let's talk about that since you just talked about Trinity. Obviously, you played them in the Times Dispatch final. Kind of give us the recap. I mean, it's a great honor to be in the Richmond Times Dispatch Invitational. Obviously, you're invited. Everybody can't just sign up for that one, but it is a great local tournament, and it finished off with you guys in the finals playing at the Richmond Coliseum. Tell us about your path. I know you beat a good St. Chris team on the long way. Tell us about your path to the finals.
Our path is one that we were familiar with. We opened up with undefeated St. Chris at their place, which they're a great team, and it's always tough to go on the road and play in a great basketball atmosphere as they have at St. Chris. And our kids and nerves, we had nerves early, just as you would expect with any team and being their first time in the Richmond Times Dispatch. And we went down 11 at halftime, and we just talked about being the best version of us coming out after halftime, and our kids put it together, and we went on one of those. I think we outscored them 26-6 right there in the third quarter, and
wow.
We kind of took the lead back. We went in at the beginning of the fourth up 37-31, and we did enough to hold on in a tough environment and a tough game, so we played very, very well. There, we came back the next night, and another formidable foe that we don't see all the time in John Marshall, and we know how their roster is touted with a lot of Division I players and signees, mm-hmm. and they have a lot of size. So at Clover Hill that next night, we had a tough one. The nerves were gone, so we played probably our best defensive game of the year. We played it in the last 16 minutes. Against John Wash, I think we were absolutely flawless defensively there. And we did enough, hit free throws, which was big because if you'd seen us play at St. Chris, you'd probably say, Coach, you don't practice free throws because we missed a ton. But with the game on the line Saturday night with John Marshall, we kind of hit all our free throws and came home with a win. And, you know, we had the day off on Sunday, and Monday we come in early Monday morning, kept our routine. We did a little walkthrough, and we got ready for what was a challenge just because we're used to playing 84 feet. So you go 10 more feet and add 94 to the cop, to those high school legs.
I was going to ask if you thought that the college-sized court down at the Coliseum was a difference, and how did you guys adjust to that?
It was a difference. Early, they jumped out early on us. We came back and It was 18-13 at the end of the first quarter, and it was like early in the second, it was 18-15. And they did some things. We tried to pressure them in the half court a little bit, and our kids got a little winded. We really wanted to get out and run and force their bigs to get out and run and play in transition. And it took so much out of our kids. And then as a coaching standpoint, those extra feet, wide, width, and length, it makes a difference when you're trying to press because it's not as small, so your traps that you try to use in the spacing that you use in the high school floor, it's not necessarily there on a college league court. So you can't really prepare for it if you don't practice on one of those type of courts every day. But even on there, they put together a great, I mean, it's probably the best second quarter that I've seen this year in high school basketball. And I tell you, it's the best. And I faced LC Bird. They hit 10 threes in the first half, and they had 30 points when we played Bird, and we were still in the ball game. But this team played the best second quarter that we've seen all year. We went down 20, I think, a little bit more at halftime. And we came back out. Our kids, you know, they could have gave up. They could have really, you know, fell by the wayside and said, hey, we're just happy to be here. But they competed the whole second half, and we played them even. We just dug ourselves a hole there in the second quarter to a very, very good team. And you're not going to really come back many times from a team with those caliber players.
Sure, sure. And let's dive in a little bit more to your roster. You have a very talented ball club, a lot of returners from last year. And I love Andre Watkins. Had the chance to coach him as well and share some time with him. I love his defensive presence and kind of your floor general. And Kenneth Sutherland, an absolute, you know, man down low. And you got Zion Ross. You got Tyrese Jenkins. Just tell us a little bit more for those who haven't seen you guys yet, or, you know, what you get from these guys on a daily, you know, practice, day-to-day, your interaction with these guys, kind of just diving a little bit more into your roster and starting with some of those guys.
I think this is a great bunch. As a head coach yourself and coaching for many years, you really know that each team is different. How they approach their day-to-day is different, whether you got to motivate them a little bit more, whether you got to be a whole lot more encouraging with them, or whether you got to be, you know, get on them and stay on them. This bunch led by Dre and Kenny, and their work ethic and what they've accomplished since they've been at Verona, starting with Andre, I think if he can keep going in the direction that we're going now, he'll probably go down as one of the winningest players at Verona, in Verona school history, because he's been there since he was a freshman year. So his focus, okay. And then Kenny's focus of coming on the scene last year and trying to be better than he was last year. Our practices are different because they're a lot more focused. Those kids hold their players around them accountable for having good practices and doing what we need to do to get better. And we always talk about them not allowing subpar effort or mediocrity on their watch, because this is their legacy and they've taken hold of that. And those would be the two that played the most last year that's coming back that's been there. Tyrese, it's a blessing. McKinney's at 6'7", and you get a sophomore like Tyrese Jenkins at 6'6", and he shoots the basketball like a guard, but he has post moves like a post player, so he gives you that good inside-outside. And he started for us late in the year last year. He's really came along and accepted his role. As you know, he's asked to do a whole lot more this year, score the basketball, rebound, and defend. And one of those things that you miss with him is he leads our team in assists at 6'6". He's probably one of the better passers that we had, so he understands the game and how to play it. Rounding out that, those last two kids that we have that round out our top five to start for us. Saman Pinchback, he's about 6'5". He's a football player, but he came back this year, and he was, as a freshman 2 years ago, when the run started for us, he was an all-conference player as a freshman when we were in the 6A in conference 3. So now he's back inside, and he brings that toughness that we get inside. We're able to move Kenny around a little bit more with 6 being back. And energy guy that we have, man, that just loves to play defense. He accepts his role. We talk about it all the time, that those four guys around you, whoever gets in there and you're playing with the likes of Andre Watkins and Tyrese and Kenny and 6, that fifth guy just understands his role is, not to do mm-hmm. anything that gets anybody beat. And when you get your chance to score, make a layup, or leave your mark, you leave your mark. And Zion has done a great job of that, especially in the Times Dispatch. I think he single-handedly in that third quarter against St. Chris scored a half dozen points just off causing turnovers and getting the steal on the other side the same way he did against John Marshall. He's a senior. He learned last year what he needed to do, and he got there. I think our advantage for us this year is we have kids, young kids that's been around on our bench that comes mm-hmm. in and really gives us. We got a freshman, Kennard Richardson, and he goes in there, and he's going to be a very, very good player for us. He brings energy. He's about 6'4". He has the body size of a defensive end, if you really look at it, and mm-hmm. the ability. But he has some skill that you just don't see every day. So he comes mm-hmm. off the bench, and he gives us a spark. Very, very happy. Like I said, I'm very, very happy with this bunch. They're very, very humble. They all accept their role. We have great competitive practices. 5-on-5, they get after each other. They hold each other accountable. So I think they've been through this stretch. I think they see where they could be if they put the pieces together and what they do. So they're excited. We have good practice. Some days you got to go in there with that that fatherly relationship where you got to get on them because they really mm-hmm. don't want to practice hard. They want to be their day. But most days you go in. most days you go in there and we have really, really good practices. You know, we go 2.5 hours and we're out of there. And then you get them days like we had last week where you're in there and you're pulling teeth to try to get them to do the little stuff and just do it correctly. But in the end, they understand what the why is. They each have their own reasons for wanting to be the best version of themselves that they can be. And I try every day to give them the best version of me and put them in great situations to be successful.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Coach, you're doing a heck of a job over there. Obviously, the program is on the way up. And you know, when you talk about programs on the way up, you know, they start to get consistent. And that's what you guys are doing, consistently being a team, you know, in the top and, you know, talking about championship success over there. You guys were 19-6 last year, losing in the first round of the regionals. The obvious goal would be to go further, but, like, what is the goals for this year? What do you guys talk about that, small goals, or is it long-term? What is? I mean, because 19-6 is really good. And, you know, you lost some special guys who are playing college right now. But what is the ultimate goal for this senior-led team?
Our goal is we really don't talk about the ultimate goal. We talk about, because I consider that we talk all the time, that if you're playing late in March and the ultimate goal for anybody would be a state championship. That's the destination that you want to arrive at. But our goal is to get better daily. On a day-to-day basis, just trust the process, believe in the process of being the best version of ourselves, working hard every day, staying hungry, staying humble. And if we do those things and we have attention to detail, I think we'll make our destination. As you say, we kind of don't put the extra pressure to talk about March, whether mm-hmm. it's perception or reality. For whatever reason, we still know that we got to get through today before tomorrow ever gets here. And mm-hmm. I go back to that. Our ultimate goal is we want to be the best version of ourselves every time we step on the floor. And if we do those things, I think our end destination will take care of itself.
Coach, that was a big-time response and a big-time answer. That was well said, man. That was Seth Greenberg asking Coach Calipari. He could have gave a better answer than that, man. So that was right on point, man. Well, Coach, you again have done an outstanding job, and again, you're in a situation with some talented scholarship players. And how about some of your alums from last year's team? Where are those young men? I know you had some really good, talented players on that 19-6 team. Where are some of your alums from last year?
We have Jalen Thomas. He was an all-conference guard for 2 years for us and a 3-year player. He's at Virginia State right now. They redshirted him this year. So he's on at Virginia State. Mike Williams is at Eastern Mennonite University. He's playing a little bit as a freshman. You know, he's got that learning curve, so he's trying to learn his way through the process of getting from high school to the college level. We have a couple guys, Miles Walker, that's at Richard Bland. He's trying to get his, you know, grades are huge, and I don't think this generation understands how important grades are through high school. So his grades put him in a situation where he's doing 2 years at Richard Bland, and he's trying to hopefully he gets on and gets into Shenandoah next year so he can also get the opportunity to play college basketball.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, again, Coach, you're doing an outstanding job and one of the most well-respected coaches in the area where you carry yourself and the way you run your program, and especially what you're doing for these young men on and off the court. And finishing up, going into a tough week. I mean, you seem to have a lot of three-game weeks, but I believe you have, and correct me if I'm wrong, you have At Lee coming up, Prince George, and Armstrong. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We're prepared for it. It's not four. We went that week where we have four in the week, but three is good. We got those three coming up right out of Christmas break, and then we go into that second week that's there, and I think we'll play a solid Hanover team that's good. And then that Friday night, you have that East End rivalry on the 13th where we have Hollow Springs at our place, and they're very, very good. So our next 2 weeks is about as tough as it's been all year, but I really don't think that any person or any competitor, I should say, would not want that task, because that's why we coach the game, that's why our kids play it, is to be in great basketball environments, and our fans want to see great basketball. So we're happy where we're at with that. Hopefully we come out on the right side of the scoreboard a whole lot more times than not in the next couple of weeks, but we're going to trust the process.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, again, Coach, great respect for what you're doing. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule and the holidays. But, you know, already big wins over Henrico, John Marshall, St. Chris, Verona Blue Devils, 5-3, a top 10 teams in the Richmond Times-Dispatch poll, and a team who we look forward to playing in March. And Coach Lacy, thank you again for taking the time. Best of luck. You're welcome back anytime. And
thank you.
Keep it going, man. Keep it rolling.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, folks. And we'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with the Dale Harris Show here on Fox Sports.
Wingtown, Cavalier Square, Hopewell. They feature hot wings, fish, shrimp, Philly steak, burgers, and fries. Wing flavors, mild, medium, hot, lemon pepper, honey barbecue, teriyaki, garlic pepper, and sweet and sour. Dine in or take out. Call Wingtown today, 452-6111. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Wingtown, Cavalier Square, Hopewell.
And folks, welcome back. Again, an outstanding interview by Coach Lacy. Known him for a while. He's doing a great job. We appreciate him taking the time. And again, best of luck to Verina. Now we're going to roll right into another interview. Keep it rolling. You don't want to hear from me. You want to hear from these coaches. We're going to have Brandon Jones, the head coach of Millwood School, joining us next. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back here with the Dale Harris Show.
Fred's Transmission, 3007 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell. Call 452-1446. Locally owned and operated 15 years at that location. Fred McCullen, 30 years experience, too. Offers auto repair, free estimates. Shop hours 8 to 5, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 3 on Fridays. Call 452-1446. Fred's Transmission, 3007 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell. And he says, go you Hopewell High School Blue Devils, go!
All right, and welcome back to the Dale Harris Show here on Fox Sports WHAP 1340, giving you all the latest, folks, on high school basketball in the greater Richmond area and more. I'm very ecstatic to have a young coaching great on the rise here. He's probably going to kill me for saying that. But, a very talented young coach in the area doing a heck of a job. Coach Jones, Brandon Jones from Millwood. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Coach. I really appreciate it, man. Definitely for the introduction, and it's a pleasure to join you guys and, you know, go ahead and talk some hoops, man.
I appreciate it, Coach. I appreciate it. Well, Millwood off to a good start. Year two for you, 7-3 on the early season. Give us a recap, kind of where you guys are for people who haven't had a chance to get over to Millwood School and see you guys yet. 7-3, I'll take that. That's a good start. But tell us more about what you have this year.
Yeah, we're off to a solid start. Four games over 500, of course, so we'll take that, you know, because it could be a lot worse. But at the same time, we're just trying to make strides and blend a little bit more. We've got a few transfers and a few returners. But luckily, the guys really love each other and really want to play with each other. And so that's our main focus, is how connected can we stay no matter, you know, what the win-loss record is, and really more emphasizing the connection part and being great teammates and being coachable and really coaching each other. And that's one thing that I think we've all tried to learn from Michigan State coach Tom Izzo, one of the greatest coaches I think ever. He always talks about the better and the upper echelon teams have the players that coach each other up, not just the coach coaching the players. So we're trying to do that right now, and we've been able to be a little bit successful to start off the year. And we've been sharing the basketball really well. We've had probably about over half of our games where we've definitely had more assists and turnovers. And my big emphasis is, you know, we'll be successful based off the number of rebounds we get and based off the number of assists that we average per team. So we're just trying to share the ball, share the wealth, play a lot of guys and get up and down with the tempo. And especially being in this part of Virginia, we don't have the shot clock. So we really try to limit others' possessions, but at the same time, get our number of possessions up as well. And, you know, we're ready to grind it out or ready to shoot it out with you. And our basic thing is we just try to make sure that we practice in such a way that you can't prepare for us.
Well, I know you guys, again, the 7-3 early start, a big win early against National Christian. Also, I was at the Fork Union game, and I just think you guys, you're right. You can tell that those guys like each other on the court. They are playing for each other. They are coaching each other. I think pound for pound, I think you're just as talented as anybody in the state. And, you know, of course, with three Division I players on your team with multiple scholarship offers, that's just a treat and a joy in itself. And, you know, we'll talk about DeAndre Thomas, Miles Gibson, and Ben Stanley. You elaborate a little bit more on those three guys and their development and, you know, just the fortunate, blessed opportunity, I'm sure, to coach those young men.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, it's definitely a privilege. And, you know, DeAndre comes over to us from Benedictine. But at the same time, I've known he and his family for years and years, and I consider them to be extended family myself. And DeAndre just comes over us as a big-time combo guard. He plays the point for us right now, but he also can play off the ball. And it just depends on exactly what we want to accomplish based off who we're playing. There's certain games where at that 6'3", 6'4", frame, you know, there's not a lot of guards that, number one, can stay in front of him because he can take the guys his size off the bounce. And the smaller guys, we even run a little post-up stuff for him so that he can go ahead and, you know, dominate in that type of way. But he's really a walking triple-double type of guy, really loves to fill up the stat sheet, really can score it, finishing, you know, knocking the three-pointer down, much more consistent this year. And it has one of the better mid-range games, I think, in the area as far as, you know, shooting a real-life jump shot and not just a set shot like a lot of kids are doing nowadays. And just the greatest thing that he does for us, though, he probably could get double-digit rebounds every game from the guard position because he just crashes the glass on the offensive side so hard. And then defensively, he's willing to get in there and mix it up and – you know, not afraid to be both one of the marquee players and the guy who gets down and dirty in the paint as far as, you know, mixing it up and going in there and rebound. And definitely, we definitely put him on every single team's other best player, every single other team's best player, I should say, because we just have that much faith and confidence in him. And he's one of those guys who's got a strong will on the defensive end and the offensive end. And once he makes up in his mind that, you know, this is what's going to happen, that's usually what happens. If he makes up his mind he's going to stop a guy, he does. If he makes up his mind he's going to get a bucket, he does.
And I kind of think maybe fitting in that mold of, you know, the outstanding young men we had last year, the Devontae Buckinghams of the world, the Malik White, they were all big physical guards. And so maybe, you know, I think DeAndre Thomas, you know, I think it was Jason Wade. I think they're that big guard, you know, they can, you know, the Russell Westbrook of the world, you know, that big guard who can rebound and his physical stature and opposing will. I think those are the guys who maybe will be carrying that torch of you know, some of those young men who are playing Division I now.
Yeah, I definitely agree. One of those guards that, you know, can do multiple things and guard multiple positions and play multiple positions. And it's definitely a distinct advantage when he's on the floor for us. We try to make sure that, you know, we give him a little bit of breather, but most of the time he's got to be out there, and he just loves to make plays for himself and his teammates on both ends of the floor, man, and he's a real treat to coach.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And how about your seniors? Big Ben Stanley, I love him. I saw him this summer. He was actually over at a elite camp, I believe, at University of Richmond. Man, I just love how hard he plays. Not too many people in the area or even in the state, Coach, who play as hard as that young man.
I agree, Coach. Ben's motor is definitely, you know, one of those that's revved up all the time. And he's just a serious competitor. He's ever since he's come to Millwood, since I took over the job, every day in practice or even in the games, you know, whether the game is, you know, getting chippy or whether it's a blowout, you can expect for him to be playing at 1,000 miles an hour all the time. And you know, he's so intense, and I think it really rubs off on the rest of the team, just as far as, you know, being able to be play that way and stay coachable at the same time, which is, you know, nowadays it's pretty hard when kids come from middle school to high school and realize, okay, I have to play hard and think at the same time, and that the talent is really, you know, not necessarily just shooting threes and dunking and stuff, but it's also in playing hard and being a big time leader that Ben is, very vocal on the court always. Ever since I've had him, been one of the guys who's really just emphasizing, hey, what's the strategy for this offensive possession, this defensive possession? I'll even let him speak in timeouts oftentimes, because he's just going to bring a level of intensity, because he's one of those guys who, you know, he hates to lose, and, you know, and he definitely, you know, can handle the fact that, you know, we put big responsibility on his shoulders. And, you know, when he walks in the gym, he definitely passes the eye test, you know, for sure, with that big frame and that physique. And now, you know, he's just putting it all together and just going, being a serious inside-outside threat for us. And we're playing a little bit of that small ball, you know, fast pace. So anytime Ben goes and gets that rebound, we allow him to, you know, look for the outlet, but then go ahead and initiate the break, because, you know, I really believe when your guards and your wings rebound, you're able to get out and transition a little bit faster and a little bit smoother.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a great point. That's a great point. And the other young man, obviously, of a talented ball club. I know you could talk about, you know, 1 through 13, but, you know, focusing a couple on these three, because they are the gentlemen with multiple scholarship offers. Miles Gibson, tell us about Miles.
Oh, man, Miles is seriously one of my all-time favorites, you know, whether it's, you know, coaching high school, whether it was coaching AAU or Little League. He's one of my all-time favorites. You know, he's one of the guys that when a coach really sits down and watches the game, you start to see how he puts his thumbprint and his handprints on multiple areas of the game. And, you know, he's definitely a great, great jump shooter from inside the arc with the mid-range game. Kind of got that Paul Pierce old man kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
And then he's also got that.
The truth.
Yeah.
We're gonna start calling him the truth.
Yeah. No, seriously. And then, you know, he takes it outside, and he's such a mismatch problem that we use against other teams because he can rebound and push it as well. He can shoot it from deep. He can elevate and get above the rim and finish. He almost cranked one on a guy the other night, but the guy just happened to, you know, turn around in time on the rotation, and he fouled Miles. But, I mean, the whole gym would have erupted had he brought that one down. But his IQ, though, that's the biggest thing about Miles. His IQ is, you know, he's one of those guys, you say something, you're teaching something in practice, and you only have to say it one time because Miles is on your team, because he's going to emphasize it to the rest of the guys and really try to even find a way to put it in their kind of terminology you know, because every coaching team has to figure out what their terminology, what their language is. And Miles is one of those guys who bridges the gap, you know, anytime that we have to, you know, put in something or polish up something, whether it be in a game or in a practice situation. And he's really kind of the heart and soul of the team in a sense that, you know, all the guys look up to him and all the guys really rely on him and trust him. And that's what we talked about earlier with, you know, players coaching each other up. And, you know, it's nothing for any guy to, when Miles speaks, whether it be in the huddle on the court or, you know, even during film or whatever, everybody's listening, if you know what I mean. So he's one of those guys who's multifaceted in his skill set. And I still think that his best basketball is going to be ahead of him because he's got so much to give no matter where he goes, you know, not only just for the next level, but even this season. I think he's really – I think all three of them in my state player of the year candidates, but I think Miles is one of those guys who just – he knows his role so well, and he knows everybody else's role. And so what he does each and every single day is he tries to make sure he's doing his part and tries to help the other guys accept or see their role in such a way that would make them just go hard and get after it.
That's awesome. No, Coach, well said. He is a fine young man. Again, folks, on the Dell, you're listening to the Dell Harris Show here, an interview live with Brandon Jones, second-year head coach at the Millwood School, off to a 7-3 start, talking about three of his top players. And correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, you know, DeAndre Thomas, been offered by Division I, Old Dominion, Mount St. Mary, St. Francis, and Samford. Miles Gibson, Division I offers in the same league, the MEAC, Maryland Eastern Shore, and Howard. He's also got some offers from the D2 ranks, Lincoln and Mount Olive, and then Big Ben, Hampton University in the MEAC as well, Longwood, Wagner, and a Division II power, Coach Tobin Anderson, St. Thomas Aquinas. I believe they beat St. John's last year, so that's almost like having another Division I offer.
No, seriously, I love what Coach is doing up there. He's really, you know, really found his niche as far as, you know, where to be successful at. And you know, one thing that I've learned from him in the short time that I've known from him is, you know, he's just one of the guys who he calls it how he sees it. And he's really, really good at evaluating talent and getting those guys who the Division I ranks have let slip through the cracks. And, you know, realistically, he definitely – you know, to continue to build that legacy up there at St. Thomas Aquinas, or I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, he makes the jump back to the Division I level in a few years, you know, based off, you know, he's going to be a hot commodity, I think. But I think he's very comfortable and, you know, at the St. Thomas Aquinas, and I think that he's doing a wonderful job. And, you know, I told Ben, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, we wanted to make sure we do is we always want to go for fit instead of just, you know, the highest bidder, I guess you could say.
No, fit is the most important. And being familiar with the Millwood School, I mean, academics is always first, and I know you can speak more on this. Most all these young men, and please speak about some other young men that have kind of been a surprise for you, but just touching on this, these guys are doing good in the classroom, Coach.
Oh, yeah, yeah, most definitely. We've got a team GPA after the first 9 weeks of basically a 3-6, and at least every player has taken at least one or two honors courses or AP courses to go ahead and, you know, get ready for, you know, the next level off the court, you know, as far as the academics go. And we have a great staff, great head of the upper school who just makes sure that the boys are on top of things. And it's not just a school where they're just throwing a bunch of information at you and then testing you at the end of the week. You know, really trying to accommodate each student and as far as the speed or the nature that they learn in, and, you know, making sure that something is learned every day, you know, not just cramming, like I said, a whole bunch of information and throwing it down at them. But it's more so of a relationship building as far as teaching the students. And it helps our guys, especially in study hall, because they're able to, you know, have access to their teachers, not only just during class, but also outside of the classroom as well. And the head of our school, Dr. Bagwell Robinson, Dr. BR, she has done an amazing job of being so supportive, showing up to, you know, almost every single game when her schedule does permit it, because she's definitely a busy woman. She's running a whole school. But her and the rest of the staff have done an awesome job in making me feel the security, knowing our guys are really getting all they can get as far as in the classroom.
That's awesome. And that's what a lot of people get lost up in. Most important is these young men succeeding in the classroom and off the court. And I know that's something that Millwood and you pay attention to detail to, which is very important. And kind of finishing up here, a two-part question. One, you were 16-14 last year. Big Ezariah Sykes, J.J. Matthews, C.J. Vellante. I mean, please, for our listeners, tell us where those young men are and what they're doing. And then what is different for you this year? As a second-year head coach, obviously you've been coaching for a while. you've done a great job in the AAU ranks. You've been a Benedictine. You've been all over working several camps. You're a well-known, coaching commodity here in the area and surround. People have known you for a while. But, second year as a head high school coach, I mean, what's different? But, those four guys, where are they? And then what's different for you here in year two?
Definitely. Well, C.J. Williams is at Howard University. And he was one of our big-time leaders, our leading scorer last year. I think the all-time leading scorer in Millwood history. J.J. Matthews is at Towson University right now, and he is just still recovering from the torn ACL that he had during high school. But I expect him to be back at full strength pretty soon, and go ahead and definitely you'll be hearing about him. One of the scouting services definitely regarded him as the best incoming talent in the CAA. This season in their preseason journal. And then we've also got Ezariah Sykes at Morgan State up there with Coach Bozeman. And he's been battling some injuries, but he's back healthy and definitely going to get those minutes and definitely just working hard. Just so much growth in Ezariah, from when I came to Millwood and even now, at the college level. Just barely scratching the surface on how good he could be. But that's why I think that's a good fit for him, and I think he'll be, blossoming into a great and terrific player, in the
huge ceiling. Yeah.
Most definitely. And then Vellante Eanes at Norfolk State, he will be eligible next year and to compete on the Division I level. And he's a lefty shooter, about that 6'1", 6'2" range, and he can come off screens and shoot it with the best of them, or if you need
knockdown,
him to.
Knockdown, right?
That's what we call him, knockdown.
yeah. He can shoot it now. He can shoot it.
He can really shoot it, man.
Did I see that CJ was he maybe rookie of the week or something?
Yep.
I've seen.
Yep, in the MEAC. He's as everybody's getting playing their out of conference schedule to start off the year and traveling to play, different opponents around the country. CJ's had a great showing on national TV and on, the network that where whoever they're playing is broadcasting on, and he can really fill it up, man. He's a terrific athlete, but also, the most important thing is, he can score the ball, on so many levels at the rim, from the mid-range level and from the three-point line beyond the arc. But he's a wonderful kid, one of the best kids I've ever coached, as far as his demeanor and just overall wanting the whole team to be successful, and just stays in attack and aggressive mode. So I think he was definitely a steal for Coach Nickelberry up there in Howard.
Oh, fine young man. Outstanding family, too. No, he's a good kid, man. Yeah, he can play.
Yeah, definitely can. But to answer the second part of your question.
Year two, what's different, Coach?
I think year two is a little bit easier from a chemistry and X's and O's standpoint, because you've got returning guys who are able to help bridge the gap and help make up some ground with some of the newcomers, because they've been in the system for a year already. So whenever you have that kind of pedigree returning, it definitely makes it a little bit easier to transition in new guys. And I believe we've got 6 or 7 newcomers this year. But at the same time, we're still pretty young, believe it or not. We have 4 seniors right now, and DeAndre is our only junior, and then the rest of our roster is made up of freshmen and sophomores, big sophomore class, and kids from, all over, just, coming in and really trying to put their best foot forward and help us, be successful, and at the same time, definitely garner their interest and their stock up, as far as getting ready for the next level. And I think this year, too, I think it's a little bit more of the guys who are returning, they knew exactly what to expect. You know what I mean? So when that happens, you get to the point where you cut out a little bit of the games, you cut out a little bit of the extra stuff because you know exactly what's expected, and then you help the newcomers, you know, see the light as well at the end of the tunnel and help them realize that, hey, you know, we just got to focus on getting better and better every day. Coach has got a purpose and a plan to everything that we do. And I've got a great staff and Coach Josh McDonald and Coach Kenny Dixon, just guys who are just invested into the kids and into their not only their basketball careers but into their lives and their academics as well. And so I think coming back around for year two, I was able to prepare myself a little bit better for week to week, month to month, game to game basis, being that I know most of my team and who they are and able to help steer them in the right direction and get that right level of comfort and uncomfort so that they can actually grow into the best players and the best young men that they can be.
That's awesome, Coach, and well said. And again, you are doing an outstanding job over there. And going into a big week now. Going into a big week, and we'll finish
definitely.
Up. I know you're in the Benedictine Holiday Tournament, which is a classic. God, I mean, that's a tradition. Been going on for several years. You open up tomorrow against Germantown Academy. Tell us, how's the mindset of the team, and what should we expect you guys going into that big tournament tomorrow?
Well, I think you'll expect that, we're coming off a loss to Atlantic Shore, so I think you'll expect something big from the boys as far as, you know, big-time energy and just big-time commitment on the defensive end. And, I'm just being honest, I wouldn't want to play us after a loss just because.
Hey, keep it real, Coach. Keep it real, Coach.
The emphasis is turned up another notch as far as, you know, the details and stuff like that. So, you know, the guys are definitely – it makes them come together and realize that, hey, we've got to do this thing together and everybody's got to do their role and play their part. And, you know, the guys are fired up. They're ready to get back in the gym today for practice and then, you know, go ahead and hit the ground running tomorrow in the BCCC. So – I think you can expect us to, you know, go ahead and try to make a run at this thing, but just try to take it game by game realistically. And we just always use a mantra every time we leave the locker room before the game. We're not worried about who we play in February, not worried about who we're playing in January yet. We just say whoever that team is, the road to the state championship and to greatness goes through blah, 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 whoever their team is. And so we just try to keep that one game focus. Every night is a different night, and realizing tomorrow's not promised to anybody, so let's go ahead and play this game as if it's our last.
Amen, amen. Well, again, folks, Coach Brandon Jones, 7-3 Millwood School, must-see TV, folks, if you can get there. It's 3 o'clock tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, sir.
3 p.m., if you can get there at the BCCC, Benedictine High School, Millwood School will take on Germantown Academy. But if you don't get there tomorrow, folks, you got to get over to Millwood School and see this. Again, one of the only teams in the area with 3 Division I players, multiple scholarships, but not just them. They got a big sophomore class, very talented. And again, one of the rising stars here in the coaching business. We hope to be here coaching high school hoops for a long time. Coach Jones, thank you for taking the time, my man. Always a pleasure. You're welcome back anytime, and best of luck tomorrow.
Coach, thanks so much for having me, man. I always look forward to this, and I just want to say, man, you're doing a great job with this whole project, man, and anytime you need me to come on in here and you know, talk a little bit, you know, kill a little bit of time for you. I know you got all this important stuff to get to, man.
But
we appreciate your time, man.
No, Coach, I appreciate it, man, and good luck, and we'll definitely be in touch, man. Have you back again soon.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate you, man. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and that was Coach Jones, Millwood School again, 7, and loads of talent over there, and he's doing a great job. He really is doing an outstanding job. We'll take a quick commercial break, folks, and we'll be back wrapping up here on the Dell Harris Show.
Hungry? Try Monroe Grill, 4310 Puddle Dock Road in Prince George. Dine in, carry out, and delivery, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, delicious barbecue chicken quesadillas, pulled pork, barbecue beef briskets, and pulled chicken. Monroe Grill opens 7 to 7, Monday through Saturday. Bahamian-style delicious creamy crab soup and mac and cheese. Daily specials at Monroe Grill. Call 722-3654.
And folks, welcome back. Again, an outstanding interview by Coach Lacy. Known him for a while. He's doing a great job. We appreciate him taking the time. And again, best of luck to Verina. Now we're going to roll right into another interview. Keep it rolling. You don't want to hear from me. You want to hear from these coaches. We're going to have Brandon Jones, the head coach of Millwood School, joining us next. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back here with the Del Harris Show. And an outstanding job by both of those guys. We appreciate those guys being on the show. Folks, we're always going to mix it up, keep it spicy here. Again, you know, we don't want to just talk the whole time. We really want to bring you the content, let these coaches talk who are involved in these programs, coaching some of these outstanding young men here and making a difference on and out, on and off the court. Next week we'll come, we'll talk, we'll get in a little bit more analysis. We'll have D. Wade back in the booth. We also will have the big dog. But I do want to talk about real quick, finishing up our top 10 Richmond Times-Dispatch poll, Elsie Bird, Trinity Episcopal, John Marshall, Monacan, Verina, Highland Springs, St. Chris, Mills, Godwin, Henrico, and Hermitage, leading the girls' side, the Monacan Chiefs at 6-0. Of course, we'll dive into that more. Folks, get out and watch high school basketball. It is loaded this week. You've got the Benedictine tournament. You've got the Henrico tournament. You've got the Fort Lee tournament, L.C. Bird tournament. I'm probably missing some. But there's basketball all week, at least 2 to 3 games. Go out. Support high school hoops. And, again, have a wonderful holiday. Be blessed. Be safe. Happy New Year the next time I will talk to you. And, again, thank you so much for your support of high school hoops and listening to the Del Harris Show. If you miss us, you always can check us out on Fox Sports 1340 AM or listen or check us out on the Del Harris Basketball Academy. That's me. I couldn't spit it out. But have a great day. Have an outstanding week. Happy New Year, folks, and thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
At Kaiser Permanente, we're always looking into the future, but we're not using a crystal ball. We're using science and technology. Take heart disease. It's the leading cause of death in this country because only half of us manage our blood pressure correctly, so we made it a focus. Now more than 86% of our members have their blood pressure under control. We may not be able to tell you your fortune, but we'll happily work on improving your future. Kaiser Permanente. Rise and thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.